Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Waco Junior and Senior High School Principal Tim Bartels to talk about his first year at Waco. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Can you tell me a little bit of what some of the highlights were for 2018?
So this is my first year here, so kind of just understanding what the culture is here, what school year was going to hold. I was hired later in the school year just by pure opportunity, and saw that it was posted and said this is a school that I want to be at. And so for this school year so far, just being new and being around everybody here, for sure highlight has been students and staff. These are really good students, and I know a lot of people say good students, and to kind of back that up, we have the highest percentage of attendance that I can track back for this year. And our staff is some of the most caring and dedicated people that I've had the honor to work with. And by far, hands down, that's been the highlight for this year.
And what was it about Waco that drew you to this job?
Me and my wife have lived in this area. We live in Washington for about 9 years. She's a teacher at Mid Prairie, sixth grade math teacher at Mid Prairie. And just having lived in the area and competing against Waco when I was coaching at another school, and just knowing what this opportunity had in store and the type of people, it was a no-brainer when it came open. This was a culture and a school that I wanted to be a part of. The innovation with the four-day school week, like I said, and just the interactions with the kids. Every time that I coached anybody, any student who was playing for Waco, that was pretty surreal to sit on the sidelines and watch the character of the kids and how hard they were willing to work for their school. So that was impressive.
And then in your short time here, what challenges have you seen?
I would say, just like every other school, is minutes in the day of just being around kids, of having that contact with kids. We go a little bit longer than other schools, so we get more minutes during the day, but you always want more. You want more time, you want to do more things, just like a classroom teacher, of just kind of figuring out what it is that you want to do and how you want to do it. You always want more minutes. So if that's a challenge, I guess that's something that we're willing to tackle, but we want as much time with the kids as we can possibly get.
And then with the four-day school week, that's very unique. What is possible here at Waco because of that?
Yeah, so every other Friday, our teachers have, kind of like if you go to a university or a college, your professor will have office hours. Well, every other Friday, our teachers have office hours too, where students can come in, work with that teacher one-on-one, work in a group to review some material, maybe reteach some things. We also have some test retakes, where if they didn't do so well on a test, we want to make sure that they're learning it and understanding it. So we offer them the opportunity to come in on that Friday and retake that test with the teacher, or get that reteaching before they take the test with the teacher. And then opposite of that, we also go with our teachers who do PD. We do professional development every other Friday with our teachers. And when the students aren't here on that Friday, we have a lot of students around the community working and getting involved that way, and getting those hours of experience. By Thursday, it was new for me actually to come into a four-day school week, because for 36 years I've been going for 5 days, and it's just very unique. I still come in on Fridays and still do my thing, just out of habit, but the students here have really bought into the fact that when we're here 4 days a week, we are using every single minute that we have when we're here. On Fridays, they take advantage of our teachers having those office hours. They also take advantage of the opportunities in the community to work. So our students have bought into it, community's bought into it, and staff has bought into education. When we're here, every minute is used purposefully. And it's surreal to be a part of, and it's very unique because it's working. If you look at scores, if you look at attendance, this is working. And it's due to some really dedicated staff and some students who really are proud of being Waco students.
Why isn't everyone doing this?
That is a wonderful question, because I think what it takes is, and what this Waco School District has done, is said we're going to commit to this, and we understand that there are challenges. It's going to take other schools, if they're interested, it's going to take them saying, you know what, we're willing to tackle those challenges. We're willing to meet with the community. We're willing to put in some resources that maybe aren't available to people. And what our school district has done is said that we're willing to do that. because we believe it's good for kids to do these things. I would say we get, since I've been here, which again is my first year, I bet I've had 7 requests from other schools who have said, can you tell me about your 4-day school week? So I think schools are always looking for how can we meet the needs of kids better, and we've thrown out a solution that works for us.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Waco Junior and Senior High School Principal Tim Bartels to talk about his first year at Waco. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.